The European Union has called on Israel and Hezbollah to end hostilities. It says the group's 25 nations could play key roles in an international force in southern Lebanon. It has not directly called for a formal ceasefire. British Foreign Minister Margaret Beckett says the wording does not give Israel the go-ahead to continue its attacks in southern Lebanon.
There was a call all the way through for the European Union to be united and effective in getting action to stop the hostilities and to prevent more deaths in the Middle East.
French Foreign Minister Philippe Douste-Blazy says after the hostilities end, the EU will work toward an agreement that will allow a durable ceasefire. Foreign ministers from Jordan, Egypt, and Spain visited Lebanon. Spanish Foreign Minister Miguel Ángel Moratinos.
We have to be immediate a ceasefire. If we have this immediate ceasefire, we can work on all the political elements.
Iranian Foreign Minister Manoucher Mottaki met with Syrian President Bashar Assad in Damascus. They are also calling for an immediate and unconditional ceasefire. They say the Lebanese people should resist what they called Israeli aggression in Lebanon. At the United Nations in New York, a meeting of nations that could contribute troops to stabilize South Lebanon was postponed. The group said it is premature to talk about deploying peacekeepers before a peace plan is finalized between Israel and Hezbollah. John Bolton is the United States ambassador to the UN.
There are differences in approach to the nature of the cessation of hostilities and how to make it permanent, but there is near complete agreement on the fundamental political framework that has to be put in place.
Israeli Prime Minister Ehud Olmert says his country will stop fighting when an international force is put in southern Lebanon.
We can't stop before it, because if there will not be presence of a very effective, robust military international force, Hezbollah will be there, and we will have achieved nothing. Therefore, this is really the most important, significant line where from we can think of ceasefire.
He also says the release of two Israeli soldiers captured by Hezbollah must be unconditional. Relief aid has resumed in southern Lebanon after Israel and Hezbollah guaranteed safe passage. But now fuel is a problem, says Cassandra Nelson with the humanitarian group Mercy Corps.
We have to have our cars stand online for hours and hours and hours just to get a full tank of gas so we can actually get out to the field and help the people in desperate need.
To alleviate the problem, the World Food Program says two tankers will deliver fuel to the Lebanese government, which will be responsible for its distribution. Deborah Block, VOA News.